理课堂听 class.com。
Maxwell Macmillan presents Tuning In the USA.
Today on Tuning In the USA, we're with Marilyn Stewart at a New York City boutique. Marilyn works as a salesperson in the shop. Sometimes she makes clothes of her own design. Today, a customer comes in, looking for a coat. She doesn't like the coats in the store, but she likes Marilyn's sweater. It's handmade, and it's perfect, except for one thing.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
Are you Rita May, the owner?
No, I'm Marilyn Stewart. I work for Rita.
I see.
Rita will be away until next Monday. Perhaps I can help you.
A friend of mine told me about this shop. She said the clothes are original designs, and they're well made.
We like to think so. What are you looking for?
I'm looking for a coat.
We have just a few coats left. Can I show them to you?
I'd like that. Thank you.
Here is a zippered coat. It has a wide belt and two large pockets. Would you like to try it on?
I don't think so.
It comes in several colors. In your size, I have a dark blue, a black, and a gray-green.
No, I'm looking for something different.
I'm sorry. This is all we have until fall.
You are wearing a very nice sweater.
Thank you. I made it myself.
It's beautiful. Could you make me one?
Why, yes, I could do that. And I could make it long, like a coat.
That's a great idea. I'd like that. Is it wool?
No, it's a mix of wool and man-made materials.
May I make a suggestion?
Certainly. Please do.
Your design is wonderful, and it's very well made.
Thank you. I care about my work.
Everything is terrific. But the material. It's so ordinary. It should be better. Pure wool. Maybe even hand-spun wool.
Do you think so?
Close your eyes and picture it. Go on.
Yes. Maybe you're right.
Fine designs deserve fine materials.
Hand-spun wool. I like that idea.
I don't want it to be a bright color.
I like your idea. And I can use wooden buttons. They would be nice.
Perfect.
But may I be honest with you?
Of course.
I don't know very much about wool. Maybe you can help me. Where should I look for wool? Do you have any suggestions?
Well, wool has to grow on sheep, and sheep have to grow on farms.
And you know of a sheep farm?
There's the Thompson Farm in the Catskill Mountains. The Thompsons sell wool.
It sounds like an adventure. I'll go there.
Marilyn was talking to a customer. Let's listen.
Is it wool?
No, it's a mix of wool and man-made materials.
Man-made. Nylon and polyester are man-made materials. But wool is not a man-made material. Wool is a natural material. Now, is cotton a man-made or a natural material?
It's natural.
Right. What about plastic?
It's man-made.
Right. Man-made is made by man. So, what is handmade?
Made by hand.
That's right. Marilyn made her sweater herself, by hand. It's handmade, not machine-made. How are your clothes made? Are they handmade, or are they made by machine? That's all for now.
And now, Act Two.
On Tuning In the USA, Marilyn Stewart visits a sheep farm in New York State. She is looking for wool spun the old way, by hand. Marilyn wants to use this kind of wool to make a special sweater. So she goes to the best place to find wool, a sheep farm.
All right, Blackie, that's enough barking. Hi, you must be Marilyn Stewart.
Yes, I am.
My wife told me about you. You phoned yesterday.
That's right. You are Mr. Thompson.
The one and only.
How do you do?
Very fine, thanks. You are a clothing designer?
Yes. I came to buy some wool.
My wife does all the spinning of the wool. She can show you the different kinds.
That will be great. This is a nice farm. How many sheep do you have?
110, at last count.
That's a lot.
Blackie here gives me some help. That's enough now. Really, we're a small farm. The big sheep farms raise a couple of thousand animals.
So many! You can probably guess. I don't know much about sheep and the wool business.
New at it, eh?
Yes.
Do you want to see something really new?
What is it?
Two lambs, born just this morning.
May I see them? I'd love that.
Follow me. Go on, lead the way, Blackie. Here's a nice little lamb. Why don't you hold him?
Oh, his wool is so soft.
First year wool is always like that.
Do you sell it?
I sure do. There's a real interest in natural things right now. My wife's business is growing. Oh, here she comes now.
Hi there. Did you phone yesterday?
Yes, I'm Marilyn Stewart.
I'm Marge Thompson. Nice to meet you.
I can take that little lamb from you.
Here you are. Oh, I hate to give him up.
I'll tell you what, Marilyn. Go with my wife. She can show you the different types of wool.
We have several kinds of sheep. Each one gives a particular kind of wool.
I didn't know that. This is my first time working with hand-spun wool.
Mrs. Thompson can teach you everything about it.
There's a lot for me to learn.
You finish your business with Mrs. Thompson and then come back here to the barn.
All right.
I like to be fair to my lambs. And that other newborn, see him?
Oh.
He wants you to hold him, too.
Tell him not to worry. I'll be back.
Let's study one way to say the word can. Listen.
She can show you the different kinds of wool.
Mr. Thompson didn't say she can show you. He said she can show you. Now, listen to the sound of can in this sentence.
You can probably guess.
Now it's your turn. Listen to this example and repeat it.
Mrs. Thompson can teach you everything about it.
Mrs. Thompson can teach you everything about it. Now, answer this question. What language can you speak? I can speak English. So can you. And now, we can say goodbye.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.